An Illinois-based company that manufactures custom baseball bats that match historical models recently won $10,000 in a startup challenge. Old Dutch Classic Bats is looking to sell to the growing number of vintage baseball clubs out there. There's now about 130 old-time teams across the country. However, there's always tension between honoring tradition and embracing innovation. And now a family-owned sporting goods company in suburban Seattle is going to market with what it calls a better baseball bat. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonsi explains that that may take a bit of doing.
The traditional round-handled baseball bat has been a fixture on sandlots and in stadiums for 150 years. Back when bats were turned out on a lathe, there was a good reason for the symmetrical design. But now, computer-guided machine tools can churn out any shape you want. So if you could choose, why not go for a more ergonomic handle? Makes sense to former baseball coach Rusty Trudeau.
The concept from the standpoint is the ergonomics of an axe. It's been around forever, and there's a reason why.
I met Trudeau at a rained-out junior baseball tournament. He's now a national account manager for Baden Sports of Renton, Washington. He holds up his company's patented axe bat. The barrel looks the same as always, but remember how a traditional bat has a circular knob at the base of a round handle? This new bat has an oval grip and angled knob. Trudeau ticks off attributes he claims result from the redesign: better back control, more power, and lower risk of hand injuries compared to the traditional style.
That round knob protruding into the palm or the hammock bone area of your hand creates a lot of injuries. In fact, when we presented to Major League Baseball, that was a key factor in our presentation, is keeping the money in the game, preventing injury, hand fatigue.
Trudeau and company have embarked on what will probably be a lengthy campaign to convince players of America's pastime to try something new. There were several of the new bats in the dugout for a showdown of high school baseball division leaders in Lacey, Washington, recently. The Timberline High School team used one in warm-ups, but during the actual game, all the players wielded regular bats. They reverted to what they knew best, says Tyler Gartner. He's an infielder and pitcher who's tried the new style bat.
I like the pop from it. The downfall is kind of the handle a little bit, because you can't move your hand around as much.
I won! Timberline High School head coach Matt Acker believes the axe-handled bat will eventually capture some market share. He says the youngest players are among the most open to equipment change.
It automatically feels better to a younger kid. If you give it to, I've handed them to younger kids before that are, 7 years old, and you just let them pick one. They'll pick that one because it feels the best. It feels natural to you.
Acker says change in baseball takes time. There's superstition, too. Rusty Trudeau of batmaker Baden Sports says he appreciates what he's up against.
Baseball's a very tradition-driven sport, so that is a challenge at times.
Trudeau does lots of demos. He's also signed a bunch of college teams to swing the axe-handled bat, from the University of Memphis to San Jose State. Trudeau hopes to get more high-profile endorsers as some of those college players turn pro.
We really think that we're going to overcome. We know we're going to overcome this. This is going to be the handle of the future.
Trudeau says wooden and metal axe bats have been approved for use at all levels of baseball and softball, from Little League to the major leagues. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Lacey, Washington.
Magna, I say, do what you want with the shape of the bat. Do not change that sound.
Exactly.
Gorgeous sound.
Spoken like a true baseball fan and radio person at heart.
There you go.
You're listening to Here and Now.